areas to school systems are not the same caliber as they are in the suburbs. So what you wind up doing, which is even more money, you wind up sending your kids to private school. And to me, what we need to do is look at getting the school system better in the Atlanta City School, and it wouldn't be a problem, because that's what kept me away from my kids being young. Now, I would move there now, because why? I don't have any kids in the school system. I didn't want to look at them getting on a bus at 5 a.m. in the morning just to drive out to Roswell area or somewhere in North Fulton just so they could get an education. And until we can bridge that gap, we will always have this issue with the economics that Atlanta will be lower than they are in North Fulton.
What have, I guess, the whole Metro Atlanta Black community, has there been anything done to, I guess, try to help to improve the educational standards or even the living standards with the Blacks in the, I guess, downtown Atlanta area?
No, because I think what you see now is, like with everyone else, you just go to where you're comfortable. Because it takes so many people. Because I always tell somebody, I talked to one of the assistant principals at, I think it was Crabapple Middle School one day, and one of the kids had threatened my youngest one. And I had told her, I called and I told her, and I said, you know, I didn't particularly care for that. And she said, well, would I have had the same reaction had it been a kid from like the polo fields up in North Fulton? And I told her, it's not about that. But I was trying to explain to her, no child should have to get on the bus. So the fact that you're out here, there's an issue, because you need to be in Atlanta in a school system there as an assistant principal making a difference. Don't come out here, because we don't need you here. But until you can get educators who want to be there to help improve the system and get the money from the city so that you can have better schools, better books, the inferior type education, and it's getting worse. To me, the gap is worsening. And that's the whole thing, that you will always keep people down. Because if you don't get an education and you start early and you instill in kids the meaning of reading and writing and getting an education, they turn to crime, they turn to drugs, and they turn to gang. And that's why we're seeing such a growing population of that now. And no one addresses the problem. Rather than someone saying, well, let's get all the kids on the bus and let's drive them out to Roswell. Why didn't someone take a look and say, okay, why do parents want to send the kids? Why can't you make where you are better? To have a child get up at 4 a.m. to get on the bus to drive an hour, that's not the answer. But no one wants to treat the symptom. You know, it's easier just to push it off to someone else. Now, when the gasoline prices started rising, the last 3 years, they stopped it. So now there is no more M&M busing program anymore. So now the kids that are there, they're just there. So the gap has grown wider and wider and wider. And they use the reason for stopping the plan is that because the fuel costs. But nobody said, okay, well, that's fine. But are you going to do something to fix the schools that you have? They don't. Wow. Yeah. So it never changes. So it's just a circle. It gets worse and worse and worse. You have more teenage pregnancy. All of that because the kids do not have anyone to look up to help them with the homework and do all of that and get the best qualified teachers in there.
It's interesting that you mentioned economics. Do you think that that's one of the things that might be dividing the Black community, is the difference between, I guess, the working class poor versus the middle, higher, and rich, are there divisions?
Oh, definitely there's divisions. When I first moved here, just to show you, and that was like 20-something years ago, and there were people that I knew from my hometown. Anyway, they lived in Atlanta area and surrounding areas, and I said, I live in Roswell. And they go, is she white? I go, no, I just live in Roswell. Because Roswell was looked at, you know, the affluent area. If you were Black, you know, and you lived in Roswell, it's like, oh,